You are listening to the Slip Punches Show with your host, Damon Gonzalez from Latin Box Sports, your boxing champions.
Hey guys, Damon Gonzalez from Latin Box Sports. Welcome back to the show. We had a really nice show this afternoon with a welterweight 147 fighter, Conor Benn from the UK. Real nice of him to come on the show with us. We appreciate him taking his time out of his training camp to join us on the Slip Punches show. And again, it's pretty cool, man. It's pretty awesome that fighters from all over the place are given the opportunities to come on the show and just talk to us and talk to the fans and communicate with everybody during these times. My next guest coming on the show, he's a young fighter out of Tampa, Florida. His name is Ivan Franco. He's a really great young man. Watch this man develop through, since the amateurs, got an opportunity to see him fight as an amateur, actually. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. A nice young kid, possesses a lot of power. He's a good looking young man, making it through the sport of boxing. So, he's about to get back in the ring very soon. So, we're waiting for him any second. He's about to join us, here live on the Slip Punches show. So we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to this opportunity, this young man joining us. Tonight's show, we're going to have a media show tonight with Sidestep Boxing and Boxing Playhouse. They'll be joining us on the show this evening. We're looking forward to that. That should be very, very fun, talking to my colleagues, a couple of friends of mine, be able to just chop it up and talk boxing. So we're definitely looking forward to that. So, we're expecting Ivan Franco to join us any second now. He's a good young man. Like I said, he was just in the gym in Caltas, doing some sparring, doing some work with some other fighters. So, he's about to join us any second now. Let's see here. I just got him on text. Man, we appreciate everybody's support. We appreciate your support through the show. We appreciate everybody's support. And, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Ivan the Great, Ivan Franco, to the show. Ivan, how you doing?
Doing well. Just finished training and sparring. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, we saw a post that you were out in Caltas doing some work with some of the fighters.
Yeah, Ramon de la Paz, 9-0 as a professional. Good work.
He's definitely a good kid. I had an opportunity to see you kind of come up in the sport. You're very new to the sport. You haven't been a pro that long, but you're coming off of 5 great wins, 4 by TKO knockouts. You possess some really, really good power. Let's talk a little about your story. I got to see you fight as an amateur in the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame some years back. And, you're a really, really sharp young fighter. So talk about this journey. This is a very interesting story, and I'd love people to hear it.
I started boxing when I was about 8 years old. I had 125 amateur fights. I boxed for my family, we struggle. So hopefully one day I can make it to become a world champion, so I can have my family settled and, live a happy life. And so we don't have to sacrifice no more. And once I turn pro, like every time I walk out to the ring, I get like tears of joy, because it's like, it's the moment, come true, like it's a dream come true. And, I just push myself, every day to become better, a better fighter.
No, Ivan, through your journey, I remember you took a trip to California and you really, really got some good work in California where a lot of professional fighters over there. Talk about your experience when you went over there, because this is so important for a young fighter like you to take that step in your career.
Right. Well, when I went to California, it was real deal over there. It's like best fighters, the best of the best. I went to go train with Robert Garcia. I sparred one of his fighters I was like, whoa, this is way different than Florida. You know, it's like some
Very
top
different.
notch, top notch fighters. Everything about them is just, on point. And then I went to train with Carlos Balderas, Olympian. He was an Olympian in 2016, and very sharp, fast. It's just California is where it's at. It's big time. Mexican fighters. Everybody has something to prove over there too. So I loved it. I loved the experience, and it helped me so much.
Ivan, we had the champion on the show the other day, Abner Mares, and I saw that
Oh
you
yeah.
also had an experience talking and being around the champ. How did that go, as far as you meeting him, and what kind of advice did you get at that time?
Meeting Abner Mares, it was a true like blessing, because I remember when I was probably about 12, 13 years old, I was always looking up to him on the TV, and I would tell my dad, I want to meet him one day. I want to meet him, And one day we just communicated through Instagram, and he flew me out there, and that's why I met Robert Garcia. And he was working like his tail off too, because he had a fight coming up. So, just experiencing him doing that as well as, him welcoming me to his house, things like that. It pushed me even more, just to be around him gave me that extra push,
Now, right now,
seeing what a, oh, go ahead. Oh, seeing what a
I'm
world
sorry.
champion, does, it was a true blessing. I was like, whoa, this is crazy.
Definitely a great experience, man, and it's so gratifying to see that you're able to make these decisions to your throughout your career and stuff like that. Now, from my understanding, you're supposed to be fighting soon, correct?
Yes, July 17th on the UBC championship. I'm supposed to, well, it's next Friday basically, so yeah, on paper you can watch it, you can go, or you can watch it on pay-per-view.
Okay. Give us a little more details about that fight so people can tune in and watch it.
It's going to be in Vinson, Florida, I believe. That's how you say it.
Okay.
But yeah, I got a good tough opponent coming up. Me and my team work very hard. You guys can come. I have tickets available. If not, I'll have a link in my bio. You guys can click the link and you can watch it on pay-per-view.
Now, definitely at this point, you're right where you need to be as a young fighter. How exciting is it for you? Because you're growing into your own.
Right. It's very exciting because, like I said, now I'm starting to realize, I got a lot of potential, a lot of fans, and I have more in me. I have a lot to learn, but like I said, all the experiences I've had, going to California and stuff, is like, as I get older, it's starting to get to me, and I'm putting everything together, so it's going well.
Ivan, quick shout out to some of the fighters that are tuning in watching the show. Give a shout out to Carlos Adamas. He's watching the show, top ranked fighter, great dude, man. He gives a shout out to you. Also,
Thank you, thank you.
Julio Solis from Orlando,
Oh.
Florida, real exciting young man, isn't he?
Yeah.
This is
Yeah, that's my
great
boy.
because here in Florida, there's such a great young stable like you, of course, of young fighters growing up. How awesome is that? Because again, you can go from Tampa to Orlando to Miami and always find work. How awesome is that for you?
Oh, it's amazing, 'cause like Julio, I've known him since a kid. We all grew up together, and I feel like we have a lot of stars here. It's just we all gonna like now that we're turning pro, everybody's gonna see who we are, and it's just amazing. Like you said, it's amazing. There's different parts in Florida where you can go and get amazing work. Like today, I got some good work from Ramon, and I get a lot of pros. Silky Wilkie, Willie Monroe Jr., Antonio Tarver Jr. There's a guy, Armani, in Orlando too. I don't know if Coach Nelson. He always has Tevin Farmer and everybody. All them, yeah, they all like a little group in Orlando. A whole sweat of Vargas. I sparred him too. So it's good. It's good.
Absolutely. Betufo's over there with him, so it's a really good stable over there and stuff. I'll tell you what, big big shout out to your dad, man, because, you know, I remember when you were an amateur, man. This man was so passionate with supporting you, you throughout your young career. Now that you're a professional fighter and you see things, you know, the chapter has changed to such a bigger, higher level and what's at stake. You're very comfortable and relaxed in where you are right now.
Yeah, it's because, like I said, it's experience, you know, and I have a goal. Like I said, my dad's always in my corner. So, you know, him working every day, he literally gets up, you know, like 6 o'clock in the morning and comes home at six to six. And then we'll go straight to the gym. You know, sometimes I get my morning run in before, you know, and I just think about, you know, my dad's out here working hard. And my family, like I said, we struggle. So in the back of my head, I just want to make it big for them. And that's why I'm so comfortable with it, you know, because it's my goal, it's my dream, and it's going to come true.
Now, Ivan, definitely, you know, champ, the fans, you know, you have such a huge following of people that support you, love you, and big shout out to you for that. You know, give a shout Thank out you. To all your fans, man, you know, because without them, you know, I mean, it's just pretty awesome. Why don't you talk to your fans?
Yeah, well, thank you guys for everything, all your support. When, you know, sometimes, you know how it is, sometimes you're like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym. But, you know, I see you guys on my Instagram, social media, and it just gives me that extra push. And you guys remind me of who I am. And all the, you know, hard work that I put in the gym is because of you guys. And like I said, my family. And, of course, like, as well as you guys, you know, the media. You know, I just love it. You guys bring me that extra joy.
You know, I'll tell you what, sometimes as writers, when we sit ringside and we watch a fight, sometimes the good, the bad, and the ugly always goes in the article on the paper. And it's just part of what we do. You fight, we write, you know? Mm-hmm. But I give you big respect and big a shout out to you because, you know, you've always had your head in the right place. And you always do everything you need to do. And, you know, it's inspiring for other young fighters, man. Why is it so important to you? Because I'll tell you, let me tell you, when the younger ones come in the gym, you're one of the first ones to jump at them and do pad work with them and help them. And that's one thing I always digged about you. Talk about those things, because these are things that people need to know about you.
The reason why is because when I was a kid, you know, I went through a lot, you know, growing up. And like I said, we still do, but at the same time, God is great, you know, and I feel like every kid, you know, you never know their situation at home or, you know, like you say, they look up to me. Like the other day I was in the gym and I heard this kid, you know, that's Ivan the Great. I follow him on Instagram, you know, I helped him out. I did some pads with him, you know, and I followed him on Instagram, you know, I just feel like the kids need, you know, somebody there, and especially if I'm their idol, you know what I'm saying? I could help them and make them feel better about themselves, you know, like, oh my God, Ivan just helped me or something, you know, and like you said, people see that. And, you know, that's why people like me, because I love to help others. No matter what the situation is, I always like to help because God gives back, you know.
Ivan, also a couple of more shout outs. T Mason's on the line. Luis Reynoso, very, very connected in the sport of boxing here in Tampa. Great, great man. Oh, man, OG Rico Hoy. Rico Hoy is one of the old school fighters. I remember seeing him fight on the Mike Tyson Lennox Lewis card in Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rico's on the line with us. Also, big shout out to Rico. Shout out. You know, and it's awesome because, again, everything we try to do is for everybody that loves boxing, because that's what it's all about. We love to hear the stories, Ivan. We love to hear who you are, because a lot of people don't really know much about the fighters, you know, outside the ring. So we appreciate you giving this time, you know, coming on the Slip Punches show, and kindly tell everybody, you know, that are listening in, how can they follow you on social media?
You can follow me on Instagram at IvanTheGreat1_, Facebook, Ivan Franco. And that's really all the social media I have, because I don't really like Twitter and all that other stuff. But yeah, IvanTheGreat1_ and Ivan Franco on Facebook.
Ivan, also big shout out to Gustavo, supervisor for the WBO. He's also listening in. We appreciate, again, all the support of everybody that keeps on punching. We appreciate you. And give a shout out to your team, because team Ivan Franco, man, without them, you know, again, it is part of the plan of you executing and doing your job on fight night. There's a lot that leads up to that. Yeah, so please, you know, give a shout out to your coach and your team.
Shout out to Francisco, you know, Francisco Areola, my father, always in my corner helping me. Treon and Eddie from Caltos on Waters. They've been helping me prepare for this fight. And, you know, my sparring partners, Ramon, Willie, everybody that comes into the gym that helps me prepare for the fights. But, and, you know, thank God. Thank God for everything that he does for me.
Well, Ivan, thank you. Thank you so much for taking your time out of your training camp. We know you have a fight coming up, so we don't like to keep the athletes on very long for that reason. You know, it's important, the preparation leading up to a fight. You know, that it is so, so deep in all the work and ethic and everything you put into it. And we commend you and we root for you and your fight next week. We'll be supporting you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Thank you for everybody watching. Shout out to TNK Promotions as well for, you know, putting this together with UBC. And yeah, guys, thank you. Support me July 17th. If not, watch me on pay-per-view and get another knockout. And you guys will be seeing me, you know, big time soon. Thank you.
Awesome. Ivan Franco, thank you so much for coming on the Slip Punches Show. Hey, we hope to have you back, okay?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thank you.
All right. Take care, champ. Bye-bye. Thank you guys for tuning in on the Slip Punches Show with Ivan the Great Franco. Man, great young fighter, man. We're looking forward and watching him continue to develop and grow in the sport of boxing. We're looking forward to it. He's a great kid. And once again, Latin Box Sports, Damon Gonzalez, we are out. We'll kind of see you in a couple hours. Thank you.